And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin, Rock Cod Rick Still, and Kingfisher Charters up in Sitka. He'll be back in tomorrow, but we've got a great show for you right here. Eric Sarawine from Tomahawk Sport Fishing, that great boat out of Fisherman's Landing. We're going to be talking some tuna fishing and a lot more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, good morning, and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. I'm stoked to be in the studio
with
you, Pete.
Great to have you back, Corey. And, boy, you just had an MC Swim Baits trip on the Shogun, right?
Yeah.
MC Swim Bait skiff trip, right?
Yeah.
How was that?
Got back yesterday morning, and, phenomenal trip. Yeah, one of the best ones in a handful of years, and a lot of fish, a lot of numbers, and a lot of good fish, too. A lot of personal best were beat from day to day, like three or four times, up to 9 pounds.
Oh, calico's up to 9 pounds?
There were actually fish up to just 10 pounds, and several at that mark, and a lot of good ones.
Fishing Sacramento Reef and all those hot spots.
Sac Reef and Geronimo and down to Santa Rosa Alita.
Yeah.
And very good fishing. They
good weather,
some excellent weather, hooked some big white sea bass, had yellows every day.
Really?
Signing
what
yellows.
A great trip.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Now, are you doing again next year?
It is, yeah. So
okay.
It's going again.
It's on the schedule next year.
You know, the passenger load has been light the last couple of years, so I know Frank's kind of tossing it up, like, is it worth it?
trips are loaded up on each end, fishing 8 day, you know, down the coast and that kind of thing. So if you're interested, you got to keep it going.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, I know the whole Cedros thing has got the whole deal going with Jeff and
right.
with Rosie and that right. whole deal. So, but fishing down the coast and fishing Sac Reef, there's nothing like it. There's a lot of big fish.
Yeah.
And when it's biting, like Renee said, there's no reason to leave, man. It's just, it's a beautiful place.
Yeah. And what about, hot baits? What were the tricks?
So, Christmas Tree, it's funny because you hear from Rosie and
Christmas
you hear from Jeff
tree.
And Christmas Tree was a really good, the 5-inch Viejos and the weedless bait got them good and the yellows would come pushing through and they'd get them, you know, with the surface iron and that kind of just one of those trips I wish I could have been on.
Yeah. Next year.
Oh, I'm telling you.
You got to go.
Yes.
You
got to
go make it happen.
I do.
Yeah.
Well, they were out at Fish Calico's once. I got out for an afternoon. And it's been good local, too. Not good enough for the half-day boat to back up, but good for a
water's still a little
boater.
Cool? Is that why?
It's really, you know, it's so strange. We haven't had to deal with red tide in a long time.
Yeah.
And the coastal red tide is real streaky and just real funky in some areas, you know. And there's some areas where it's super clean and beautiful. In the kelp, I've seen yellows up to 25 pounds,
ooh.
Like really good ones in the
whoa.
Kelp. And but it's just the clean water is like 2 degrees colder, and the right temperature is the red tide, and it's just,
oh.
it's semi-funky.
Maybe
you know?
Another week away or something.
It could be a day away. It could
day
be a day.
Away.
Honestly,
yeah.
I mean, because there's some biting fish.
Yeah. Eric's shaking his head. Yeah,
oh,
you never
yeah.
know in the ocean, right? Eric
Sauerwein
from Tomahawk Sport Fishing. Welcome, Greg. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Great to have you. First timer.
Yes, first timer. Thanks, Pete.
Yeah.
Thanks, Corey.
Yeah.
Excited to be here.
Yeah, indeed. And that's the ocean, right? Every day is a new day, right?
It's just so amazing what we've been seeing off the coast here. You just never know what you're going to catch when you go out. I mean, you just...
That's the beauty of
you
it.
You just never know, and especially with the offshore fishing. You're talking about the inshore fishing, the offshore fishing. You go out, catch a 5-pound yellowtail, but you can catch a 280-pound bluefin on the same trip.
Isn't that crazy, right?
It's
yeah.
crazy, and that's what's so hard for anglers. They have to be prepared for the small fish and the big fish.
Yeah.
So
tell us about your operation on Tomahawk Sport Fishing.
Tomahawk Sport Fishing, we are out of Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We run overnight to... you know, we can do up to about 3.5 day trips. Typically, we specialize in the day and a half trip to a 2.5 day trip, open party and private charter.
Mm-hmm.
We typically fish offshore for tuna, yellowtail. We're new at Fisherman's Landing, which is really exciting
yeah,
for us.
Moved over from Seaforth.
We
right?
moved over from Seaforth in April, and it's been awesome. The landing has been awesome. Everything's been great. We've been getting a good turnout from anglers. And, you know, if you haven't seen the boat, it's a 70-foot boat, very wide. It's 26 feet wide. And we specialize, and our goal, me and the other owner, Joel, is to provide a long-range experience on an overnight boat out of San Diego with great dining and, you know, nice deckhands. Great,
yeah.
great customer service
great.
Is what we're... striving after.
Well, you know what's amazing is I fished on that boat when it was a cat special, of course.
I was
legendary,
gonna say.
Legendary boat. I mean, Bob Fletcher even ran
yes.
the boat back then, and
Dart,
and, Dart was the man back then. And then it had, and then it became after that kind of the history of the boat.
So it was the cat special. Then it was the Renegade for
the
a
Renegade,
short time.
Yeah.
And
was
then,
that when Joel ran it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Joel Ralston. Yeah.
Yep. And then
legendary guy. Right?
Colorful.
Yeah. Colorful. Joel. Yeah. Indeed. And then it was the Eclipse. And then you guys got it and just did incredible renovations, and the boat is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, we bought it in July of 2017, and we fished that season as the Eclipse, and then we put it in the yard for about 3 months and completely went through the whole boat, gave it a complete makeover, some new electronics, strengthened a bunch of stuff, you know, under the deck that you can't see, and just tried to completely transform the boat, which I feel like we did. You know, we get compliments all the time on that. We have one of the cleanest boats in the fleet, one of the best looking boats. So, you know,
it is.
She's gorgeous on the water.
She's really pretty, and she fishes so well.
It is a great boat to fish on. It's, you know, if you haven't been on the boat, it's the same width as most of the long range boats. You know, obviously it's not as long, but it is wide. You know, it's over 26 feet wide.
Now, with a name like the Tomahawk, do you attract a lot of Cleveland Indian fans?
yes, a lot of Cleveland Indian fans. No, we were just trying to get something, you know, that was new to us that hasn't been done in the fleet here in California. A new name, and that actually means something to us instead of going back to an older name.
Yeah,
you know, we really respect the history of the boat, but now it's our turn, and we're trying to make our own history.
And you have too. You've done incredibly well last year and this year, and things are happening this year, aren't they?
Oh man, this has been an excellent season. The boat's out on the water right now. I'm waiting to get a report, but you know, just each week these fish just keep biting. I was talking to Corey this morning when we came in, and just talking about how good the weather has been and how the fish just keep continuing to bite. And I'm sure we're going to talk about it later, but the volume of tuna out there is incredible.
Insane
that, you know, that we are seeing. And, you know, we came home yesterday morning. We had 25 bluefin, 17 yellowtail, seven yellowfin. And that's just what we hooked.
Wow.
You know, we lost 20, 30 of the bigger 100-plus pound bluefin.
Really?
The biggest we landed yesterday was 140, a passenger landed, fish of his lifetime.
Oh, unbelievable.
You know, this was on a day-and-a-half trip. So, I mean, if you can get out right now, the fishing is just incredible.
Yeah, and
incredible.
The cool thing is it's close to home, too. So
you get
a lot of fishing time.
Yeah, we're only fishing 20 to 60 miles.
Yeah.
You know, outside of San Diego, and it's just been awesome. I just, you know, we're just all crossing our fingers.
Yeah.
It just keeps rolling.
Well, we're going to hear very shortly in this show here, we're going to hear from the pilot, the spotter plane, Tom Green.
The man.
And
the man.
He'll tell you what he saw yesterday from the air. And I know you already had it, but I'm just going to tease you a little bit out there about what Tom's going to say is going to blow your mind. Because I was out on Thursday on my boat field research, and it blew my mind how much fish is around. Now, we didn't get it to bite, but, you know, and I think that you guys in the long drift with the boats, that's the secret, right? You just have to be patient, and I just don't have that patience. Right?
Yeah, that's what we found this year and, you know, most of the year, bluefin acting like bluefin.
Yeah.
They're very finicky, but we found for our success on the boat is you just stay with that school.
Yeah.
You stay with that school, and, you know, we've had several days this year where we've had a drift from sunrise to sunset.
Wow.
The same drift. We never turned the boat back on. And, you know, that was the key. It would go really good in the morning. Afternoon would slow down a little bit. Like I was saying, then we'd start fishing the double trouble on the kite, try to get some, you know, action still going for the anglers. And then evening it would just turn back on full speed. And that, you know, that kind of seemed to be the way the fleet was doing best on these fish, as opposed to driving around and trying to find a new school.
Or a biting school, you know.
Exactly,
yeah, right.
Exactly. So patience. And, you know, as a private boat owner yourself, that's very hard to do.
When you see a spot, I mean, after 4 o'clock, like you said, in the afternoon, after 4 o'clock, it was spot after spot after spot. Everywhere you turn, 360 degrees, there were fish up, you know, puddling, blowing up everywhere. Anything from 5-pound yellowfin to 150-pound bluefin.
Amazing.
And it was all mixed up. It was everywhere, right?
Yeah, and what's cool is they're starting to bite on the popper now again,
yes.
Which people love. I mean,
yeah.
that's just fun fishing.
Yeah, it's exciting. So what's the key as far as gear-wise and getting a bite when you're fishing on the Tomahawk?
The key on the Tomahawk, and, you know, this goes for all the boats, number one, I just have to say you have to rely on the experience of the captain and the crew. They are out there every day. They are going to guide you in the right direction with gear choice. But, you know, typically you have to be prepared gear-wise with the smaller yellowtail on the patties and the smaller yellowfin with a 25-pound outfit. And, you know, then you're going to need a 40 to 60 pound live bait outfit for the bluefin. Definitely, definitely fluorocarbon. And circle hooks are a must. You have to have that stuff for the bluefin. And then you're also going to need a 60 to 80 pound sinkered rig if we're going to drop some live bait down. And then an 80 to 100 pound rig with a flat fall fishing.
Okay.
So, you know, it's hard to come prepared with all that, but we have the rod space on the boat to where anglers can bring five rods each. And I highly, highly recommend you bring that stuff because that's what's working. You got to use the fluorocarbon and the circle hooks. It's a must.
So here's a scenario. You've been drifting for 3 hours and you haven't had a bite. And you have an angler that's, man, should I drop down to 30? What do you tell that angler?
You know, no. Do not drop down.
Just straight up.
Don't drop down to 30. You know, the captain is seeing the fish on the sonar. He can tell what size fish they are, also from seeing them up on the surface. And he knows that there's fish in the area. And the second you drop down to 30, yeah, you might get bit. The chances of landing that, you know, 80 to 150-pound bluefin on 30-pound on a boat filled with 27 other anglers is that's a
0% chance.
I mean,
basically,
it obviously happens, but I mean, it's, you know, and if you haven't been on a boat, you don't want to be that guy,
yeah.
Air quotes, right?
Yeah,
the guy using the light line that the whole boat's waiting 2.5 hours for,
right,
before they can start fishing,
right,
because the school maybe did move on.
Yeah.
The captain's not seeing them now.
Yeah.
And now everyone's giving you the dirty looks because you're fishing 30 pound. You know, like I said, Pete, I would just stick with the recommendation of the captain. If he's saying fish 40 pound, fish 40 pound.
Okay. And just soak it.
You just gotta keep soaking. You know what? One of the things I've learned fishing since I was a little boy here is, watch the guys that are catching the fish.
Yeah.
Watch how they're handling their bait. Watch what baits they're picking. Watch what line they're using. Watch what hooks they're using. And try to copy that, mimic it, because they usually are successful. You know, if they're butt hooking a bait and you've been nose hooking, try a butt hook.
Okay.
Try something different. There's nothing wrong with dropping a flat fall down during the day. Colt snipers have been working. Poppers, like I said, if you can cast and you see them boiling, you go up to the bow and cast a popper. You just have to be flexible and definitely follow the crew's and captain's advice.
So on the Tomahawk, now what's your standard load?
Our standard load on an overnight trip is 28 passengers.
Nice light load.
As we get longer trips, we'll drop the load to 25, 23. We have two bathrooms inside on the boat, which is nice. You don't have to walk around the deck at night to go up to the bathroom. We have a shower. And, you know, one of the things we pride ourselves on there is dining. We have chefs, not typically cooks, we try to call them. And the food is incredible. Because we all know those days where we're on a boat ride and it's slow, you have some nice food.
Yeah.
It makes it much easier to deal with.
And the shower you mentioned, too. I mean, that's a big deal for some guys, you know, to get all sweaty and have a fishing day and to be able to shower off on your way home. Are you kidding me?
Oh, that's the best feeling.
Yeah.
You know, you've been on a long trip and you're outside all day, hot, and you come in, take a shower, get ready for bed. It's, you know.
Right? About a day and a half, get a whole night's sleep on the way home.
Yeah. Pretty darn nice. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about with Eric here.
Absolutely. We got a fun couple hours ahead of us. And if you want to join us, the number is 833-288-0973. Giving away a really cool prize today.
Yeah.
From Olakai. A pair of Olakai shoes. Leather sneakers.
The Mackay lace.
Right? I appreciate you pronouncing that.
For sure. And I'm going to tell you, I wear, every time I go fishing, I wear these Mackay lace. They have leather uppers. Super good boat shoe. Super good boat.
I saw Dana, the breathable ones. Is this the same one?
It's similar, yeah.
Okay.
This has a little leather, so it's a little more waterproof than a lot of those. Yeah, but that Makai Lace, and that's why I selected that one for today. Olakai is going to give us a couple of pair to give away, and I want to thank Olakai Sandals and Shoes, the best ones. Of course, available at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Dana Landing has a great selection of Olakai and other tackle stores.
They have an awesome selection. I mean, you can just walk right in, see Johnny, and get it done. And we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More from Eric and the Tomahawk. I'm looking forward to the next 2 hours, and we'll be right back. 97.3 The Fan.
Whether you desire fishing bluefin tuna offshore or yellowfin tuna at Guadalupe Island, the Journeyman is equipped to make your angling dreams reality.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Whether you desire fishing bluefin tuna offshore or yellowfin tuna at Guadalupe Island, the Journeyman is equipped to make your angling dreams reality. Limited to 6 anglers, your fishing experience and time on the water will be an angling experience to remember. The Journeyman is now available for charter, fishing San Diego and Guadalupe Island for the 2019 summer and fall seasons, and will be fishing out of Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for the winter of 2019 and 2020 season. Call Journeyman Sport Fishing at 619-571-1979 or visit us at journeymansportfishing.com, where your angling dreams become reality.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
Do they have enough to really stay in this
race? Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. And
indeed, having a great time here with Eric Sarwine from Tomahawk Sport Fishing. Let's go live on the water. Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribute's on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, gang. How's it going?
Hey, doing great. How's the fishing?
Good. We've had a pretty good start here for the morning. Trying to put the fish on the boat has been a little bit of a different story. We put our first bluefin on the boat, about a 60, 65-pounder. We have 6 hanging right now.
Ooh.
Flat, greasy, calm weather. Very, 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 very nice conditions. I think we lost our first 5 fish. That's definitely been kind of a story with this bluefin fishing here lately. lots of action, and trying to put them on the boat is a different story.
Is that light line? Is that the issue, Mike?
Not necessarily. I mean, you're hooking them on 40 pounds, but you know how it is. A 60-pound bluefin on 40 pound is, that's about the size they get when I start handing them off. It's just, yeah.
Roger, but it sounds like they're biting.
They are. And you know, bluefin fishing's been pretty darn good here. The boat got in yesterday with a 16 bluefin and the yellowtail. And it was funny, Captain Shane ran the boat yesterday. I met the boat in last night and obviously out here now. But as the boat was backing in, one of our regulars goes, "Man, what a great trip. I was pulling on fish all day."
Wow.
"Oh, yeah, how many did you get?" He goes, "I got one." I lost four.
Oh, man. Well, that's...
Yeah, that's one thing. You know, with this bluefin fishing, the numbers don't always reflect exactly what's going on the water. If you're landing 20 of these things, you're probably hooking 40 of them, if not more. So, you know, you see some of these counts, and you're like, "Well, I won a round." It's obviously you're losing a lot more than that, and it's very, very good action here lately, and some yellowfin mixed in with it.
Ah, sounds fantastic, and it's going to get nothing but better and better as we go on the season here. Now, what's going on with the Tribute out of C4 Sport Fishing?
Right now we're running a mix of one-day and day-and-a-half trips. We're on a day-and-a-half here this morning. We leave on another day-and-a-half trip tomorrow night. A very light load here so far. Some of these trips during the week have been running with anywhere from 15 to 25 people. Weekends are obviously full up, but if you want to come out and fish with us tomorrow night, like I said, I think there's only a few booked right now, and the trip's a definite go. Weather looks like it's going to be outstanding, and if anybody saw the spotter plane report from yesterday, it sounds like it's the most volume of bluefin he's ever seen, which is absolutely saying something.
Yeah, indeed. We're going to hear from Tom Green here in just a few minutes about exactly what he did say there. So the volume of fish is amazing. The time to go is now. How do we get a hold of you there on the Tribute out of C4 Sport Fishing?
Give Seaforth Landing a call at 619-224-3383 or seaforthlanding.com. You can also book at TributeSportFishing.com, and I always urge everybody to go on our Facebook page, Tribute Sport Fishing, to look at what we've been catching lately. But just about everybody around us here has stopped pulling on bluefin, so that's a pretty darn good sign.
Awesome. Sounds great, Mike. Appreciate the report, and we'll talk to you real soon. Good luck out there. Catch a bunch.
All right.
Appreciate that very much. All right. Hey, phones are packed. You want to get through? One line open, 833-288-0973. Very rare line open here at the Fan to talk to Eric and talk some fishing here. The way we always remind you on our phone system here is if the lines are all full, you're still going to get
a ringtone.
A ringtone. Yeah, it's going to ring and ring and ring. You just are in the queue there, and it's not going to show a busy sign. But if we're not answering, it's not because Adam isn't paying attention. It's because that's the way the queue works here. So 833-288-0973. Let's jump in the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Edward in Orange. Good morning, Edward. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning, Edward.
Hey, how's it going? How's it going, guys? How are you doing this morning?
Great.
You know, I got a question. It's not really fishing related, but I'm just kind of curious. Maybe you guys can explain to me, if I were a chef, how would I get on a boat to a fly, maybe to apply to become not only a cook, but a chef, a gourmet chef, say, on a long-range boat? I don't think this topic's ever been brought up, and I'm just wondering.
Edward,
this is Eric Tomahawk.
Yeah.
Good morning. The best way to get started for someone like you that's interested in working with the fleet is get your resume, go down to the landings. If you're here in San Diego, Fisherman's Landing, H&M, Point Loma Sport Fishing, and Seaforth, and bring your resume in, talk to the guys at the landing, and then ask if you can go talk to some of the captains on the boat. Hand them your resume, and if you can't talk to any of the captains, the landing guys will take your resume and they'll put it in the box for all the boats, and we get them and we see them and give you a shot and see how your food is.
And it's the kind of thing where, Edward, you better be ready to work, because it might be that evening you're on a trip.
Yeah. Like ready to go. Yes. So give it a try. Fulfill both your passions there, cooking and fishing. Edward, appreciate the call this morning. Thanks a lot. All right, we've been talking about it all morning. Here he is, SAC spotter pilot Tom Green. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick.
It's Corey in the studio. Rick's still in Sitka, so Rick will be back tomorrow. But Corey's here along with Eric from the Tomahawk. We've been talking about you all morning already. Tom, tell us what you saw up in the sky yesterday.
You know what? It has just been unbelievable. I've never seen so much bluefin in all my life. I know you guys are tired of hearing me say it. Every day I go out and I keep seeing more and more. It is building and building and building. Yesterday was one of the most phenomenal days I've ever seen. I saw one school for over 700 tons. It's just craziness.
Oh, was it bluefin?
Oh, all bluefin. All bluefin. I came onto the boats and I was looking through the fleet, and everywhere I looked, I saw breezers. I took some pictures, but the conditions were really lousy for pictures yesterday. No sunshine or anything, but I'm telling you what, it's quite a sight to see. And I kept working out to the west. I got quite a ways to the west of the boats and son of a gun. And then I finally ran into some bad weather where I couldn't get underneath it. And I was still seeing fish up against the fog bank. And so no telling how far west it went. But it is absolute craziness. And then what's really exciting, down below all this fish where the guys are fishing now, and most all this fish I see, like 90% of the fish I see where the fleet is, all big fish, you know, 80 pounds and up, and most of the stuff I saw was 100-plus pounds.
Wow.
But I was about 30 miles below the boats, saw a big area of 25-pounders coming this way. So stand by.
Stand by. So wait a minute, Tom. You've been doing this spotter plane stuff for how long?
I've been a fish spotter for 47 years, and this is the most phenomenal. I'm telling you what, even if you don't catch fish, now's the time to go take a look, because it is something to see. The size of the schools and the amount of the schools, it's just, you'd have to really work not to run over a school out there.
So in 47 years, this is the most tuna you've seen while you're a pilot.
It is the absolute best area of fish I've ever seen. And I'm telling you what, the last few years, if this has to be as much fish as I've seen in the last few years, for it to be more is insane. It just keeps getting better.
that's a good thing. And so, in other words, we were talking, we need to take some scientists up in the air with you that say, you know, endangered species, I don't think so.
You know, Pete, the first thing I did when I got on the ground, I called Ken Frankie. I says, Ken, get me some scientists. I called Pete. I called Ted Dunn. I said, Ted, you know any guys in town? I said, this is what they've got to see. I'll take them.
Yeah.
And so I'm on standby. I'm going to come out and take a look again today just because I like to see them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm hoping we get some scientists to go for a ride today, because this is a phenom. It's crazy.
That's awesome. Well, great news, Tom Green, the sack spotter plane pilot. Thanks for that report, and keep showing us fish, and keep putting the sack boats on the fleet. Does that get you excited there, Eric?
Oh, man. Every year he's saying this is a lot of fish, and now he's saying this is more fish than he's ever seen. Oh, let's just keep this rolling. I'm excited.
Yeah. Tom, keep it up. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Okay, you bet. You guys have a good one.
We'll talk to you next week. Appreciate that very much. It's so great to have Tom as part of the Sport Fishing Association of California fleet, right? The guy in the sky and telling you, yeah, indeed, there is a lot of fish. This is where you want to go fishing, right?
And working with the sport fleet, I mean, it's kind of cool to have them a part of it and involved.
Yeah, it's awesome. When we're out on the water and he's up, we actually are talking to him on the radio. And if we're having a slow day, he will guide us to where the fish are. And, you know, like you said, he's been doing this 47 years. I know he works, he's looking for bluefin all year.
Right.
So for him to say that this is the most he's seen in that time,
yeah,
that is incredible.
It's pretty awesome.
It's the ocean's really healthy.
Yes.
Yeah, which is great
news. He's an incredible guy. I mentioned it before, but when I worked for the bait fleet before, and
okay, yeah,
for Everingham, and he was flying 30 years ago, and pointing us in the right direction for anchovy spots. I mean, it's just this guy is so knowledgeable and just so on top of everything. It's crazy.
Yeah. Speaking of Everham, they have been doing such a phenomenal job with the bait this year, right, Eric?
With all this fishing.
Yeah.
Yes, all this early fishing, and the bait has been really, really,
really
good,
nice.
Too.
And great sharding. Nice shot. Nice size.
Nice size. Strong. Yeah. You know, that perfect 6 to 8 inch sardine.
Those guys are so good at it, the Everingham brothers.
Oh,
they're
it's
the best in the world.
The best in the world. Nowhere is like the San Diego fleet here where we have the live bait, or, you know, the whole fleet in the state where we have the live bait that you can just pull up and get bait. You know, that doesn't happen anywhere else in the world.
Nowhere else in the world. Not at the volume.
Yeah. And you've seen it firsthand.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's find out what's biting in the Baja.
Let's do it. And the catch report today is sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fishermen's Processing in San Diego. Not only offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings, now with Fish Pros of Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked jerky fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheeses, and their famous tuna burgers at their convenient Liberty Station location, or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. I have to say something. Tom and Val, two very good friends of mine, had a bunch of yellowtail from the skiff trip processed. They were done in an hour. They were picked up off the Shogun. They were done within an hour. They were on their way home to Orange County, and you couldn't ask for a better service. They were very, very happy.
And the other thing I know, Sean, if you don't catch it, Sean has fresh bluefin tuna down at the market as well as fresh yellowtail. You can purchase it right there, too, as well as have your fish processed.
Gotta like it.
Gotta love it. Castman, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, Castman.
Hey, buenos dias, Pedro, Corey. Good show, boys.
Good morning.
Thanks. Pretty exciting, all this fish, right?
God, I'm telling you. It's just amazing. The bluefin tuna, it's hard to imagine that many fish out there. Yeah, and, like I said, gosh, once they start biting, it should go crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, down in the southern Baja there, in Loreto, just had some clients get back there. Still catching yellowtail, and which is kind of surprising, Pete, this time of year. Normally the Dorado are in there pretty solid, and they haven't been showing up. I mean, I think they've been catching some pretty far outside, but not any quantities. I mean, it's kind of strange. This may be one of those non-Dorado years. I don't know. It's really kind of strange. Of course, everything is strange down there. You know, you've got the cold water down there in the southern Baja. Now, that's finally starting to heat up. Eric Brixton from Gorder Banks Pongas sent me a fish report last night, saying that the water temperatures are up to about 80 degrees right now, so that's a really a good sign. Lots and lots of bait out there, and I just think the fish are just kind of dormant right now. But they have been getting some tuna out in the Iman Bank. Reports up to 70, 80-pound tuna being caught there. Most of them are drifting chunks of squid, and good results there. Also, a lot of striped marlin in the area. The guys, anybody wants a marlin, basically Eric says, you've got probably a good 90% chance you're going to get one. And especially if you've never caught a striped marlin, now's the time to get down there. I'm sure the East Cape boats are doing the same up there. A lot of roosters along the beaches there, all the way, from La Paz all the way down, all the way around the Pacific side there of Cabo. There's nice roosters. Most of them are averaging about 15 to 20, but they are getting some 30, 40s. As we get on later in June, end of July, look for those big boys to be in there, those 50, 60, 70-pound roosters. And, of course, mullet being the prime bait for those. So you'll need to get mullet. Hopefully the bait guys are catching the mullet, and you guys can get into some good rooster fishing. But anyway, Pete, that's the report for this week. We still we've sold out our Pesca Panama trip for April. We do have our Loreto Rumble. I've got right now still plenty of space on that. That's going to be, I believe, May 3rd to 7th, right over Cinco de Mayo. And
it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, we'll be having the awards
at the beautiful La Misión Hotel, and have some great awards and stuff. So they can sign up now for that Loreto Rumble, which was, everybody had such a good time at that last year.
Yeah,
this year.
Exactly. And we'll be having the awards. The awards dinner will be actually Cinco de Mayo, so I'm sure it's going to be one heck of a fiesta going on with mariachis and margaritas and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah, perfect way to celebrate for sure. Castman, how do we get a hold of you? You want to go fishing in Baja, mainland Mexico, or any of your great trips?
Give me a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510, or check us out on the web at www.casttours.com. And by the way, get some good pictures of Ricky and Kenny from that Sitka trip. They're getting some nice fish up there.
Oh, yeah, they had quite the trip for sure. Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks, Castman. Appreciate that, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, boys.
All right, appreciate that.
All right, and it's sponsored by Terrafin Sea Service Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android. Just download the latest charts before you leave, and all the information is right there for you. Check out Terrafin.com for more information. Hey, Pete. We're going to be right back with more from Eric, more from the Tomahawk. We're looking forward to another hour of the show, and we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
It's the Yamaha Outboard Spring Savings Sales Event. For a limited time, eligible select new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes come with up to $500 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods or services. And 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 5 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Today, visit your local Yamaha dealer. Offer ends June 30, 2019, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded 24-month Yamaha extended service added up to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all Akrit reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad electronics, Fraser gyro binoculars, and cruise with a passion to fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations, so let's go fishing.
This is Captain Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's S-N-A-P-P-I-N-S.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
I think people think these athletes are like...
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, 97.3 The Fan. And
pretty exciting day here on Let's Talk Hookup. You got to love this time of the year, right?
Talking about historical bluefin,
right, Eric?
Yes, yes. The boat just called in too, the Tomahawk. Oh. They got a 150 pounder on the deck and several fish hanging.
Dude. Really?
They are biting out there.
They're biting.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Definitely. Well, that's
crazy.
Exciting news. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines here at the Fan.
Let's do it. They are jammed up. And thanks for your patience. And let's take Ed. Ed's calling from Mira Mesa this morning. Good morning, Ed.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Ed.
Hi. Hey, I have a couple questions. The first one is, on the boat, would they have loaner gear to use when you're out at sea? I mean, in case you don't have it and you run into the big fish, do they have that available?
Yes.
And then also, coming up to kelp petting that, have you found that using plastics or something like that might be better than just using bait?
To answer your first question, where the Tomahawk runs out of Fisherman's Landing, they have a wide array of all the gear you're going to need to purchase, and you can rent a rod and reel from them. And, you know, we have gear rentals from them that you can use on any of the trips on the Tomahawk. And then your second question, as far as the plastics go on a paddy, my first choice would always be a healthy live Dean. And if that's not working and you want to try something else, I would always turn to a yo-yo iron or a surface iron.
Or a flat fall or just something heavier. So
yeah.
Something to get down below it all.
Exactly. You know, if you're out of fishing a paddy a long time and none of those are working, hey, throw a swim bait. Give it a try.
There you go.
You never know.
Eat it.
Right?
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, Ed, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, let's go live with Dave Dolan here, who just returned from our... I believe it was our 22nd annual Kingfisher Charters Sitka, Alaska trip. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Had a great time up there in Sitka. First of all, I want to tell you that, you know, I left a week before this trip. I flew into Ketchikan, Alaska. I got on that Alaska Marine Highway, visited a few ports. It's a great way to see Alaska. But anyhow, I was in Sitka last weekend, and I listened to both your Saturday and Sunday show over the app. It came in so clear up there in Sitka, it felt like I was sitting in the studio with you guys.
That's cool. Yeah, our Let's Talk Hookup app is such a great app, and if you haven't downloaded it and listened to Let's Talk Hookup, be sure to do it. It's free, and it's easy, and you can do like Dave anywhere you are in the world. You can listen to Let's Talk Hookup on the Fan.
Right. It was great to keep in touch with you guys that way. But anyhow, on the trip, first of all, I want to say about Kingfisher, that has got to be the most well-oiled, efficient running machine you can possibly go to. You know, from the time you get off the airplane, they help you with your luggage, to when you get back on the plane and load all that fish, they're right there to help you out. You know, the lodge is beautiful. The food there is just exquisite. The housekeeping takes care of you every day. Really got some good running boats. They vacuum seal your fish with a good quality vacuum bags and everything. So I can't say enough about how well run that lodge is. But anyhow, on the fishing up there, I got to tell you that it was every day it was either limits or close to limits on the fishing. The way they like to do it is you first go out, target the salmon, you get your limit on the Chinook salmon, then you go to the halibut spots, get your limit there. Then after that, you kind of have your choice of what you want to do, whether it's a rock cod, ling cod, the black bass. You know, we fished everything from 1,200 feet deep to fishing shallow along the rocks there. So we had quite a variety, and the fishing was just great. I can't say enough about what a fine trip it was.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, you guys hit it right. Of course, when I was there last year, the king salmon season was off compared to there. But traditionally, it's like it was when you're there. It was just limit fishing for kings and halibut and ling cod, and you guys even did some 1,100-foot black cod drops, right?
Oh, boy, that's something winding up. I think I got a little bit of pitcher's elbow from winding up from there.
I can imagine. But what delicious eating there. And like you say, Kingfisher Charters, Seth Bowen and his crew, nothing does better than and their fish processing all the way around. And we're doing it again next year. It's already up on our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the trips page. It's going to be our 23rd annual Kingfisher Charters trip next year up to Kingfisher, and I'm going on that trip. Steve Pernard, I know, is going, and maybe Corey's going.
Maybe, that'd be
Ricky's
cool.
Ricky's going, so it's going to be a great trip, and it is our most popular trip, so if you don't delay. Book now is what I'm telling you. It's a year out, but if you want to go, book now, kingfishercharters.com. Just give them a call up there. And, Dave, glad you had such a good time, and I know you're going to write a story for our newsletter blast as well as our website and have lots of pictures coming forthcoming. So glad you went up there and represented well.
Okay, I'll be doing that for you. One other thing I want to throw in about Kingfisher, they have quite a big staff there working to keep everything running smooth, and they have got the prettiest girls in Alaska working at that place.
Well, I'll tell you, they don't live in Alaska. They're imports. I can promise you that. All right, Dave. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Yeah, he brings in a crew of people every year.
That's crazy.
Kids from all over the country want to be in Alaska for the summer, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and it's a pretty cool deal.
Yeah, I was enjoying watching, following the pictures on the Instagram. If anybody's curious and wants to get a view of what was caught, I mean, that's pretty darn
check
incredible.
Out our Let's Talk Hookup Facebook or Instagram. Yeah, Ricky posted some great stuff up
incredible.
There.
Incredible.
And he'll be back in the studio tomorrow to tell us more about that trip. You know, one thing I want to talk about with Eric is Tuna Wars. Tuna Wars 5 is coming up, starts tomorrow with, of course, the big captain's reception, which you're going to be attending, right?
Yes, yeah, it'll be the captain's reception tomorrow.
And we'll be talking to Paul and Dave, and, of course, you'll be hosting Paul Hebert, who's going to be here in the fan studios tomorrow morning with us, and Paul's going to be your guy, your Tuna War guy on the Tomahawk, right?
Yep, we'll be out on the Tomahawk going to head-to-head against the Liberty. We'll have Paul from Wicked Tuna on the Tomahawk. We leave Monday night, 2-day trip.
It's already sold out.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You can't get in.
Been sold out. Charity event through Friends of Rollo.
Yeah.
And, we go head-to-head with the other boat with those legendary fishermen on there. And whoever catches the most tuna in weight wins.
Yeah,
and
sure.
We're defending our title from last year, and we're planning to beat Taro and the Liberty again.
Oh, here we go.
Throwing
the gauntlet down.
I hear a little bit of dirt flying already.
Yeah, for sure. Well, there's certainly enough tuna around, and it is a tuna fish. I think it's the three largest tuna, right?
Yes. It's the largest weight.
And it is tuna.
Largest weight
only,
of the tuna. Yes.
Yeah. So it's going to be great. But it all starts tomorrow at 4 o'clock at Dana Landing. I'm going to be the MC of this event. Ricky and Dallas are going to be doing the live auction. But it's such a fun event because you get to rub elbows with both Paul and Dave. Even if you're going on the trip or you're not going on the trip, you get to see Eric and his crew there from the Tomahawk. You'll be hanging out there, talk about the Tomahawk. And, of course, Taro and his gang will be there from the Liberty. And I'd be a little smack talk, I think.
Yeah, there's definitely. We get up on stage and do a little smack talk. And,
yeah.
You know, if you ever wanted to meet those guys, Dave Marciano and Paul Hebert, that is a good opportunity, too.
Super. They're just fishermen. They're regular guys.
Two of the coolest guys on earth.
Really. And here's the thing. This event tomorrow night, Mike Lum and Steve Pinard have thrown it out. There's going to be food everywhere. You've got sushi on a roll. You've got the Traeger Grills guy. You've got, there's 5 different food stations. The food's going to be immense. You've got Alpine beer there. You've got wine provided by Dana Landing. It's all included, and it's $30.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, and all the money raised goes to taking kids fishing. Then there's a silent auction, a live auction, and a raffle that are just beyond compare. And I know Don from Anza Knives is going to be there. He donated a lot of knives, and he'll be showing off some of his wares there for Anza Knives. And just a lot of people are going to be there. It's going to be a great time. If you're going to miss it, don't. Because you can get tickets at CaptainRollos.org, CaptainRollos.org right now. You can buy tickets for $30 or just come and buy tickets at the door tomorrow. But I would get your tickets ahead of time because the event will likely sell out. There's going to be a lot of great people there, and I'll be there.
I went 2 years ago, and the auction items are off the chart. I mean, you're talking Mike Lum, the cornerstone of the industry, gathering stuff for the auction. It is insane.
It's crazy.
Crazy.
How much
fun time.
So Eric will be there. Maybe Corey. I'm trying to twist Corey's arm. Will be there. I'll be there. Ricky will be there. And you should be there, too. CaptainRollos.org. Buy tickets now online, and we'll see you at Dana Landing right across from SeaWorld tomorrow. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
Let's do it. Let's talk to John. John's calling from Mira Mesa. Welcome to Let's Talk Cookout this morning, John.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. I was glad to hear that Kingfisher report. I'm going there later this summer.
Oh,
You're going to have so much fun.
You know, I was on the boat, your boat, but before you guys owned it, when it was the Eclipse, and before that, the Renegade. And the one thing I really liked about the boat was the comfort. The size of the bunks were massive, and that's a nice feature. I understand that Bob Fletcher built that back in the day, and because he's a big guy, right?
You're 100% correct, John. Dart, his nickname, Bob Fletcher, built the boat, and he's tall. I think he's 6'4".
Yeah.
And he built it for a large man like himself. So all the doorways are big. The wheelhouse is actually one of the biggest in the fleet. And I'm glad you brought up the bunks. The bunks on the outboard side of the boat, about 14 of the bunks are double wide. You can actually fit a few guys in there. But, you know, we give them to one guy.
I'd like to imagine more the husband and wife combo, right?
Yeah. And if a husband and wife go, you can share a bunk
You definitely could share a bunk. Like John says, they are very wide. You can fit yourself very comfortably and all your gear and still have tons of room on those bigger bunks.
Now, how do the bunks work on the boat? Let's say you're on a day-and-a-half trip on the Tomahawk. Are there reservations, or is it first come, first serve?
There's actually reservations. So when you book your trip through Fisherman's Landing, I recommend reserving your bunk at that time because the ones on the outboard side do book up the first. If you go to tomahawksportfishing.com and click on the boat, you can actually, there is a layout of the bunk room, and you can see those bunks on the outboard sides of the boat, which outboard sides mean the starboard and the port side of the boat, and you can get your bunk.
So you're talking about the ones like B and BB and A and A.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. You're looking at Pete's looking at the wheel or the bunk room layout right now.
So now, just to be clear, so those outboard bunks, it shows two bunks, but it's actually just one.
No, it shows two bunks because there's
there's
a top and a bottom, and they're both double sized bunks.
That's okay, crazy. So and it shows top, middle, bottom. Okay, I can see that there. And then the ones on the inside are. They're still pretty good size.
Yeah,
bunks,
the one
too. I remember.
Yeah, the ones in the middle are still good size. I would say your average size bunk for the fleet. But you know, if you're a bigger guy and you want the room, definitely grab one of those outboard size bunk.
And the sooner you book your trip.
Yes. When you book your trip at Fisherman's Landing, you just give them a call, and they will get you the bunk you want for the boat.
Yeah, so you just go to tomahawksportfishing.com, go to the Tomahawk, and it says bunk room, and you just click on that, and you can. You're dialed.
Dialed in.
Yeah. All right. Hey, John, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Doesn't get any cooler than that.
Yeah.
We're going to be right back, and let's talk hookup on 97.3 The Fan with Eric and the Tomahawk.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego.
Radio.com sports station.
This is Matt Strom from the San Diego Padres.
The Padres play here.
This ballgame belongs to my San Diego Padres.
Padres play here on 97.3 The Fan.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats of the Launch Ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the Sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt. But that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatball Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Trank's 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Trank's 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Trank's reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Trank's Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Rockod Rick here for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer, or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. It's simple. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote and your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Dallas and I did exactly that, and it was incredible. We chose a beautiful Mammoth Area campground. Adventures and Camping delivered the trailer to our spot. We just showed up and enjoyed a clean, spacious trailer without any of the hassle. When it comes time to go home, we just closed the door and drove away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureandcamping.com for details. Make sure you mention Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special 20% off offer, but this special won't last, so go to adventureandcamping.com today.
When you want next-level electronics for your boat, choose Simrad. With so many market-changing innovations like the Halo 24, which revolutionizes radar by offering an almost real-time view and ultimate in collision avoidance. With Simrad Halo 24 radar, you can identify hazards in an instant with Velocity Track Doppler technology. For the ultimate display, in-the-know anglers have upgraded to the NSS Evo 3 high-definition touchscreen with GPS echo sounder and wireless connectivity. It's perfect for center consoles or large sport fishers. Complete your package with the AP44 Autopilot for hydraulic steered outboard and stern drive vessels. With full color display and rotary control dial, this is the Autopilot you've been looking for. The Halo 24 radar, Evo 3 touchscreen display, and AP44 Autopilot are available now at your Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com.